Hey, guess what's happening on this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with your friend and host, Oscar Camejo.
If you're struggling with your weight, I mean really struggling with your size, and every day you step on the scale, you just dread to see the numbers because it's like, man, I'm not making any progress. I thought I was doing great, but I had some setbacks, and you're just finding it so difficult to shed those extra pounds that you've gained over the years. Listen, I know the struggle, and I know that the struggle is real. In my own situation, I used to look in the mirror and I did not like what I saw. I was frustrated, like you. You probably say, like, man, why am I not making any progress? Maybe you've hit a plateau. Maybe you've gone to the doctor, you've been diagnosed with prediabetes or type 2 diabetes, and you've heard that you have to lose weight, but you're just struggling. And the scale keeps staring back at you, letting you know, or even reminding you that you've not made any progress. Listen, no matter what the scale tells you, it may tell you, hey, you're still heavy. Hey, you've not made any progress. The scale may even tell you that you might as well give up, cave in, and quit and enjoy yourself. Eat whatever you want. Hey, you don't want to do that. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you how I lost over 80 pounds and I was able to keep it off. I believe that my story is no different than a lot of you who are listening. You're dealing with weight and weight problems, and you're like, man, I have to get this weight off of me. I have to shed these pounds. Listen, let me say something to you. Scales don't actually speak, folks. That's just all in our heads. Yeah, the numbers may not be where you want them to be. You may step on the scale and all this negative self-talk just kind of creeps up. Listen, that negative self-talk, that is simply self-doubt. And sometimes what you hear is discouraging, but it's a lie. You can turn things around, my friend. Listen, the reality is the scale is simply a tool to help you measure where you are in terms of your weight. It doesn't mean that you're successful or not successful. It's just a measurement in time. Don't think of it as an indicator of your worth and your value or even your commitment level to living a healthy lifestyle. Listen, accept the fact that this is where you are right now, but I want you to press past now. Look beyond what you're experiencing now. Listen, I can totally relate to what you're going through. Now is a time for you to turn things around. If I can do it, I know you can too. That's why in this episode, I'll be sharing my personal weight loss journey in the hopes that my story will inspire you and encourage you. How I lost over 80 pounds, folks, it was nothing magical. There was nothing unique about me or my situation that made me more prone to losing weight than anybody else. When I meet people, whether it's at the gym or in the grocery store, and or even when I talk to people at work or wherever, and we get on the subject of health and nutrition, and I get to share a little bit about my story, people are shocked. I even have to show people pictures of what I used to look like. And without fail, most people say, wow, you look like a totally different person. And some people even say, hey, Oscar, you've lost an entire person. You know, to be honest, I feel like a different person too. But make no mistake, it wasn't easy to get where I am today. But I want in this episode to share with you the steps that I took to jumpstart my health and my journey towards a healthy living and keeping the weight off and so forth. Because if I can do it again, you can too, my friend. I'm also going to share with you what to do when you're struggling to lose weight and you don't see results right away. So my friend, stick around to hear the rest of today's episode. You don't want to miss it. Let's go. Be sure to visit the website at www.beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com for access to free resources and other information that will help you along your journey. If you would like to submit a question or a comment about the show or to learn more about the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle, you can always email me at hello@beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Oscar Camejo. My goal is to help diabetics and non-diabetics make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetes. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week. Whether you're listening all the way in the UK or somewhere in Asia, Africa, I even have some people, I think, in Russia who are tuning in. I just want to thank you all for tuning in each week as I share practical information on nutrition, how to reverse type 2 diabetes, and I just share personal stories of things that I've done in my own personal life to turn my health around. Because as I always say, folks, if I can do it, you can too. For those of you all who are listening for the first time, thank you for tuning in. This podcast was made for you. It's made for you and your loved ones. Maybe you're not only struggling with your weight, but you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, and you want to jumpstart your journey towards good health. And you just need to hear some practical information. Now, I am not a doctor. I'm not a physician. I am a guy who used to be 268 pounds. I gained a lot of weight between 2015 and 2019. About within 4 years, I ballooned up to 268 pounds. I was dealing with high cholesterol, high blood pressure. There were some issues going on with my breathing. My heart was just, just a lot of things were just going on. And, you know, being overweight and being considered obese was not easy. You know, walking up and down steps was tough. My knees were aching a lot because I was dealing with inflammation. Didn't even know it at the time. My joints were just aching. I mean, even bending down to put my socks on. I mean, it was just terrible, folks. And when I was first diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, that happened in August 2020. I was actually hospitalized. And just things just seemed like it was just spiraling out of control. But I'm grateful that I'm here to tell the story. I'm here to encourage a lot of you all who are listening and you're in the same boat. Maybe you haven't gone to the hospital. Maybe you're there right now driving in your car, or you're at home, or you're out on a walk or something and you're listening to this podcast and you're like, man, I heard about this guy, or I stumbled onto this podcast and I heard his story and it's compelling and I want to turn my life around. Listen, folks, the journey is not easy. You know, if you're out there walking and you're faced with this uphill, the battle, and you're like, man, you know, I have to get my health under control. I'm out here walking. I'm doing the best that I can. Maybe you're jogging, you're cycling, and you're like, man, I just really need to challenge myself. But it's hard. I get it. You know, it's not easy. It wasn't easy for me when I started seriously considering the things that I needed to do to turn my life around. I mean, you're talking about an entire mindset shift. Not only was I overeating, I was malnourished. I was not taking care of myself. I was not giving my body what it needs. And it was a struggle. I was eating unhealthy every day, folks. I was not exercising. And on the occasion that I would go exercise and I would join a gym and just, you know, just this roller coaster of emotions and things were just going on in my personal life that just contributed to my lack of motivation. And maybe that's where you are. You don't have the drive and you don't have the motivation, but you want to. You want to be inspired. You want to, you know, one day get out there and be able to exercise consistently and not have to deal with all these breathing problems when you're in the gym or out doing your thing. Listen, I know. I can totally relate to what you're going through. You know, for me, it was clear that I needed to lose weight, bottom line. And it was just a matter of, well, how do I go about losing this weight? not only that, but how do I keep it off? Because, you know, hey, like many of you, we know what to do for the most part when it comes to losing weight. Certain foods that we need to stay away from, certain beverages that we need to just stay clear of. But it's just a matter of actually doing what we know to do. Today, folks, like I said, I've lost over 80 pounds and I was able to reverse type 2 diabetes simply through a lifestyle change. Now, I say simply, but it was simple, but it wasn't easy. Every day I had to stay committed to my goal of losing weight. Now, I did not set out to lose 80 pounds. I didn't say, oh, hey, you know, I want to lose specifically 80 pounds. No, I wanted to feel better. I wanted to look better. I wanted my clothes to fit better. You know, I was almost up to like a 4X, folks, and now I'm down to a medium. And I'm probably going to end up being in a schmedium not too long from now. But I'm at a comfortable weight now. I like my size now, but it wasn't always like that. It was a struggle. And I used to hate looking at myself in the mirror. But I grew up mostly as a positive person, always having a positive outlook on life, positive attitude. But then it was a point in my life where I just did not like the guy who was looking back at the looking back at me in the mirror. I just didn't. You know, I was just overweight and, oh man, I look at some pictures and there was dark circles around my neck, some dark circles in my eyes. My eyes just looked sunken at one point and it was a combination of stuff was going on, you know, not just the physical, but emotional things that I was dealing with, stress and just a whole bunch of other stuff. But I'm grateful that I was able to turn things around. It did not happen overnight. And although the struggle was real, I made a commitment that I was not going to give up. I was not going to cave in and I was not going to quit. And so I didn't start off with knowing everything or knowing a lot. All I knew was I have to get this weight off of me. And I knew that I needed to change my habits, my eating habits specifically. I needed to be more active. And so with that, there came a point where I just was just working on things consistently every day. And I cut out certain things from my diet and I haven't looked back since. And I'm glad that I was able to turn things around, folks. And like I said, it didn't happen overnight, but the things that I'm going to share with you, there's about 10 things, 10 recommendations that I want to share with you. And they're not in any specific order. And I'll be honest with you. These are not your typical weight loss guru things that you're going to hear. I'm a realist. I try to be very practical. I try to be very upfront and honest when it comes to health and nutrition. And the things I'm going to share with you are things that, you know, I've shared with people before. And I believe that if you commit to doing these things that I'm sharing with you, you will develop a lifestyle of consistency. Because consistency is what makes or break any journey, right? Lately, I've been just thinking about a couple of friends of mine who passed away. And one guy I've known for maybe 15 to 18 years, and he's no longer here. And then another friend of mine from my childhood, actually, I found out recently that he passed away. And so I look at life from a different perspective now. I'm 50 years old now. And when I talk about consistency, consistency for you may be different for in comparison to me or someone else, but there's something about putting in place things in our lives that would steer us in the right direction. If we consistently do the good that our body needs, giving our bodies the stuff that it needs versus consistently giving our bodies the things that it doesn't need, the things that are harmful, what do you think is going to be the outcome? It's a no-brainer, right? So these recommendations are important. And I want you to listen closely as I go through this list. And for those of you all who've been rocking with me since the early TikTok days, you know, I've shared some of this stuff here or there, and I really appreciate you guys who've been here from day one. Those who've been subscribing to this podcast from day one, I appreciate you guys. I can't thank you enough. But I want you all who have been here for a while to take some time to email me. Let me know what you like about this podcast. What do you like about the things that I share? And it's in particular, this specific episode, because I think there's something important about going back to the basics. And when we go back to the basics, when we go back to the fundamentals, we will see results. If, again, if you've been following me for a long time, you all know that, hey, I'm not going to just give you fluff. I'm going to do my best to give you practical information that you can actually apply to your life. So what did I do to turn things around in my life? And what are some things that I recommend that you do? Number one, I want you to take your health seriously. Yep. Seems real simple, right? You have to get to the point where you truly take your health seriously enough to make changes. You see, when I came out of the hospital, I had a decision to make. Was I going to maintain the lifestyle that led me to the hospital, or was I going to change? I opted for change because I was on the brink of death, folks, and I didn't want to die. I've had people that I know who died of type 2 diabetes, others who've had limbs amputated, and all that stuff could be prevented, folks. You know, a diabetes diagnosis does not mean the end, my friend. No, it's the beginning of the rest of your life. It's just now we have to make a decision as to what we're going to do with this opportunity. So if you're listening to this podcast and you've been diagnosed with pre-diabetes, I need you to take the diagnosis seriously. Seriously enough to make changes. Don't wait for something to happen. Don't wait for an episode. Don't wait for your blood sugar levels to rise sky high like it did in my situation and end up having to go to the hospital. Number two, change the way you eat every day. I had to do it. I recommend that you do it too. Now, what do I mean by change the way you eat every day? Does that mean you have to eat salads every single day for every single meal and, you know, avoid meat and just eat a whole bunch of, I don't know, berries and fruit? And does that mean that's all you have to eat every day? No, of course not. But I want you to take a look at your life and your standard eating. What are you eating every day? What are you eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? You got to take inventory of what you're eating. And I want you to now make adjustments so that you can change the way that you eat every day. Now, does that mean, okay, just eat, like I said, salads all the time? No, you can eat a variety of great things that are going to give you balanced nutrition, right? I'm a strong proponent of giving your body what it actually needs, the essential things that your body needs, right? And giving it less of what you don't need. Very simple, right? More good, less not so good. very, very simple. Now, when I say changing the way you eat every day, that's where the lifestyle component comes in. Because right now you may be used to eating every morning, you know, a bunch of eggs or cereal, something sugary and with a Coke or some other sweet fruit juice like orange juice or apple juice or what have you. Maybe that's what your habit is. You're used to being on the go and you grab a donut on your way into the office, you know, or you stop by this local place and you have a an egg and cheese biscuit with bacon and a whole bunch of other stuff. Or maybe you're used to eating pancakes every day or French toast every day. Now, I love French toast. I'm not going to lie. But you have to look at, okay, what's the health benefits to eating those types of meals every single day, right? So again, changing the way you eat every day. And with that change, I want you to consider adopting better habits when it comes to your food and so forth. So number three, let's go on to number three. Drink more water and eliminate sugary drinks from your diet. The reason why I'm a big proponent of drinking more water and eliminating sugary drinks is because, number one, a lot of us, we are not properly hydrated. We go day in and day out, go to work and engage in all of our regular lifestyle activities, and we don't drink enough water. We drink a whole lot of juice, sweet tea, lemonades, and some folks are drinking these monster drinks and these energy drinks, and you're operating on fumes and you're trying to get the boost of energy by drinking all these sugary drinks because they quote unquote give you energy. Now you're getting a sugar spike, folks. You're getting a caffeine spike, and it's not really benefiting you health-wise. And on top of that, you're probably not drinking a lot of water because water is boring to you. It was to me for a while. Now I love water. You know, I know what it is to be dehydrated, voice sounding really raspy, and your organs are just thirsty, and you're just on the way of shutting down. Folks, water is very important for hydration. It's important for our cognition. Helps us think better. Water helps to lubricate joints and so forth. So I want you to get to the place where you're drinking more water. Now, that doesn't mean you walk around with a gallon jug of water. Some people do that. Maybe if that's your shtick, go for it, you know. But you don't have to be like a lot of people who are carrying around 2 and 3 gallons of water with them wherever they go. That may not be practical, but do get yourself a nice container, a big container, where you can fill it up every day. There's some that have markings on it where it actually helps you to drink, let's say, 8 or 12 ounces of water every hour on the hour. I remember setting an alarm on my watch for every hour starting at 8 o'clock in the morning all the way to 8 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening. And every hour on the hour, that chime would go off, and that was my cue to drink water, which meant that I had to have water with me all the time. Whether I'm driving or I'm in the office, no matter where I am, I made water accessible to me. So that's something that I recommend that you do. Make it easier for yourself. Now, for those of you all who say, well, man, you know what, Oscar, I hear what you're saying, but water is just very, very boring. I know the feeling. I know exactly what you're talking about. So what I did was I started cutting up like lemon and lime and just kind of putting that in the water, rind and everything, and to give the water a little bit more flavor, if you will. And now I don't have to do that. My body loves water. I'm always drinking water, and it's just great for the body. You know, it just helps you to feel better, even helps you to sleep better, by the way. So that was number three. Number four, make exercise a lifestyle and not a short-term fix. Now, this is very big. When people ask me, okay, Oscar, what did you do to lose weight? You know, what exercises do you recommend that I do? Listen, there's not one specific exercise for people with type 2 diabetes or not. There's not one exercise that everybody should do to lose weight. The bottom line is we, as a species, were meant for movement. We were created to move. We were not created to sit down for long periods of time and do nothing, especially just sitting down, doing nothing, eating a bunch of popcorn and candy while we're watching a movie. We're not meant to just be sitting down. We are not meant to be sedentary. We were created for movement. Folks, we were created. I can't emphasize that enough. We were created for movement. So we have to move more. We have to move better. Does that mean you have to go to the gym for 2 and 3 hours every day? No, you don't have to do that. Moderate to intense workouts like cardio, strength training, HIIT training, which is high intensity interval training. Those are all things that I recommend. Flexibility training. Some folks like to go running. I love running outdoors. I'm a big trail runner, a fan of trail running. I mean, that's just something that I do. I love doing it. It wasn't always like that. I used to hate running outside. Now I love it. You know, I'm entering into races and getting medals and stuff like that. And it's fun, you know, being at age 50, you know, discovering how much I love running. The goal is to make exercising a lifestyle and not just a short-term fix so that you can fit in a dress or an outfit because you have a class reunion coming up or a wedding that you're going to be attending and you want to look good and whatever, folks. You want to develop a lifestyle of exercising, consistent exercise. Now, the recommendation they say is 150 minutes of exercise per week, right? That so if you're talking about Monday through Friday or a 5-day week, you're talking about roughly, what, 30 minutes of exercise. And let me say this. Vary your exercises. Don't just do the same thing every day. You know, yeah, you may be used to walking on the stair climber or the Stairmaster. You may be used to going to the gym and, you know, doing squats and or getting on the treadmill. I want you to start working on incorporating other exercises. Body weight exercises, do more mobility and strength training, like I mentioned before, especially for those of us who are getting older, you know, developing our muscles is very important. Not because, you know, we want to become bodybuilders, but it's just very important for us to make exercise a lifestyle and not just a short-term fix, folks. Trust me on that. I look and feel so great. I love my relationship with exercising. And if you see the before and after pictures, man, you'd be like, wow, I see he put in some work. Matter of fact, if you go to my website at beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com and go to the about section, you'll see the before and after pictures. It's tremendous, folks. All right, let me move on. Number five, it's important to change your relationship with food. The reason why I say that is because, you know, food, a lot of us use food for comfort. Going through stuff, we're struggling with something just going on at work or in a relationship. And sometimes that relationship with food can be very detrimental. You may turn to food for comfort. You may turn to food to just make you feel better. You know, when we were babies and we would cry, we would, you know, be breastfed. you know, some of us who are breastfed and we like the comfort of food, or some of us who are bottle fed, you know, the bottom line is, once you got that food as an infant, you calm down. So you got used to just being comforted by food, and going and growing up, that's still the case with a lot of us. It's like you're going through an emotional situation. What's one of the things you turn to is food. But at the end of the day, you really don't feel better long term. You just still feel down. You still feel depressed in certain situations. But my point is, food is for fuel and not for comfort. Now, does that mean that we should only eat foods that we don't like as long as the food is healthy? No, I think food is to be enjoyed. Food should be consumed to where it's going to give you the proper nutrition that your body needs. But I mean, I think you should also enjoy food. Now, if you love steak, that doesn't mean you have to give up steak in order to lose weight. No, folks, you don't have to do that. If you love eggs, does that mean you have to give up eggs because you heard somewhere in some study that eggs are really high in cholesterol, so just stay away from eggs? Folks, there's a lot of extreme diets out there that people are following. It's just causing a lot of issues. So my point is, again, food is for fuel, but it's also meant to be enjoyed. So enjoy yourself. But yeah, you want to take an inventory of how you're eating so that you can eliminate the sugary drinks from your diet, the pastries, the donuts, the cookies, the breads, the rice and pasta. And let me say this, does that mean that you have to completely cut them out? I did for a while, you know, the top four things, the rice, bread, potatoes, and pasta. And I was able to really see some dramatic results in my life. But I'm not telling you to completely eliminate those things forever. I do think that there should be a time when it comes to getting back to the basics and you want to reset your metabolism, that you should consider, you know, as a recommendation, cutting out rice, bread, potatoes, and pasta. You know, those are high carb foods and can just really contribute to weight gain. So you get my point. All right, let's move on. Number six. It's important to trust the process even when you don't see immediate results. That's a no-brainer. Sometimes we go through situations and circumstances and we're like, man, I need to see results. I need to kind of help this thing along because, you know, I have a deadline to try to fit into a certain outfit or whatnot. But again, folks, remember, we're talking about lifestyle, not a short-term fix. You have to trust the process. But in order to trust a process, you have to have a process. You have to have a plan in place that's smart, that's, you know, it's doable, it's attainable, it's something that you can follow, and it's easy to comprehend. So again, trust the process, folks, even when you don't see immediate results. When I went from 268 pounds to 220, roughly, I had hit a plateau, folks, and I was like, man, no matter what I'm doing, I'm still seeing 220. And this went on for maybe a week or two. And then I realized, wow, I was still drinking a lot of sugary drinks, you know, like the sports drinks and just some other stuff that was just high in sugar content. So when I cut those things out of my diet, then, man, my weight just started dipping. In a positive way. If you go on the website again, I have a chart up there where you can see what my weight loss looked like and how much I weighed from the start to where I am and so forth. So take a look at that. Okay. Number seven, and we're almost done, folks. It's important to learn about the benefits of losing weight. That seems so simple. Again, I want you to learn the benefits of losing weight. Of course, when it comes to your metabolic health, your heart, the more and more you lose weight, the more and more you're going to start seeing dramatic results. Is losing weight is going to affect your blood sugar in a positive way? It's going to affect your cardiovascular health because you're not going to be putting a lot of strain on your body, on your heart specifically, because, you know, your body's trying to carry all this weight and so forth. There's so many benefits to losing weight. I mean, it can help you with your snoring problems if you're dealing with snoring, sleep apnea, even just not being able to get adequate sleep at night. You'd be surprised, man, as you start losing weight, you're going to start seeing a dramatic difference in your life. Not only will it positively impact your blood sugar, but just a whole bunch of other things, folks. I mean, when I started losing weight, felt like my eyesight was getting better. There was a whole bunch of other stuff related to diabetes that was affecting my eyesight as well. And I'm not going to get into that right now. But there are tons of benefits to losing weight, folks. I mean, you're talking about relieving a lot of pressure on your joints and your back and so forth. So there's a lot to learn. So that'll be part of your homework. Learn about the benefits of losing weight. And as you learn, I want you to start implementing certain things in your life and give me some feedback as to what things that you're doing and have decided to do to lose weight and turn your life around as you begin learning the benefits of losing weight. All right, number eight, it's important not to compare your progress to someone else's results. That's a no-brainer. Folks, when you're on your journey, it's going to be easy to go into the gym and you look around and you see the person to your left and right, in front of you, behind you, you know, and it seems like everybody's getting all these results because, hey, I'm seeing their exercise and they look good, so I might as well do what they're doing. And so you, while you're doing that, you're actually starting to compare yourself and compare your progress with someone else's results. And you don't want to do that, folks. Everybody's running their race. Everybody's traveling their own journey towards the destination that they're trying to get to. So run your race, walk your path, do what you're supposed to do. Don't compare your progress against what someone else's results are, because you don't know what they're working on. You don't know what their goals are. And even if you did, that's their goals. Don't adopt somebody else's goals. Okay. Number nine, it's important to make yourself accountable to the most important person in your life, and that is yourself. Yes, I said it. Be accountable to yourself. Yeah, you can sign up and have a coach to challenge you. You can have a best friend who's going through the same situation, but it's very important to look at the person in the mirror and be accountable with every decision that you make when it comes to your health. Because when you make a contract and you sign a contract with yourself that you're not going to give up, not going to cave in, not going to quit, it's going to go a long way. Trust me, folks, I know what I'm talking about. So even if you have to literally write out a contract, I've heard of people doing that, and that contract, they sign it and they date it. And it's like, hey, you're going to be doing XYZ. You're going to be achieving this, you know, XYZ. And it's all written out. And some people post it on their refrigerator or on their bathroom mirror so they can't avoid seeing it. It's right in their face no matter where they go. They have it taped to their steering wheel, you know. Do whatever you have to do to become accountable to yourself is the bottom line. And last but not least, I'm a man of faith, and I realize that, you know what, no matter what program I sign up for, exercise app I download, or anything that I try to do on my own, I can't do without God. And I literally have had to ask for strength to make it through some days when I would show up at the gym and didn't even feel like getting out of the car, folks. And I literally just, I would pray and I'm like, God, I need help to make it through. And so to this day, when I start my exercises, I always say a prayer and I thank God for the opportunity that I have to even work out. You know, I pray about my well-being. I pray about my health. I do a prayer just about maintaining this lifestyle because, you know, it's so easy to slip back. It's so easy to just get complacent and to just go with the flow. But now, folks, I want you to, and I don't know where you are as a believer or whatnot, and I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm just letting you know where I stand in my faith and how my faith has helped me in those darkest of times, even when I was dealing with some emotional stuff and some disappointing things happened in my life and things that were unexplainable. Till this day, I literally just had to turn to God and trust God. So folks, those are the 10 things that I did to get started along my journey. And no, it's not the typical stuff that you may hear from a personal trainer or, I don't know, the gurus out there, but that's the work that I put in. And I'm encouraging you to put in your own work. And hopefully the things that I've shared with you resonate with you and really inspire you to do whatever you can do to achieve and maintain a healthy lifestyle, to get that weight off of you, my friends, because you know what? I get it. Weight loss and weight management, it can be tough, but I believe in you because you are tougher. So as always, stay focused, keep moving. Never go back, leap forward, and bounce back because you can, my friend. And above all else, trust God. You got this. I believe in you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with Oscar Camejo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for motivational and educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a physician or other healthcare professional or qualified fitness instructor. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or professional advice or services. If you're looking for help on your journey, seek a qualified medical practitioner. It's important that you utilize someone who is a trained, licensed healthcare professional who can help you on your journey toward good health.